Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A Texas woman celebrated her divorce by destroying her wedding dress with an explosion felt from up to 15 miles away.
Love it.
Kimberly Steichler said her divorce was finalized Friday after 14 years of marriage, and she wanted to celebrate by destroying the dress. She said, "I wanted to remove all things from her marriage, from her house. Photos in the attic, ring in the safe, and the dress I wanted to burn." She said, "I had a lot of advice and suggestions from friends and family, like donating it for premature babies and baptism gowns. However, to me, the dress represented a lie. I wanted to have a divorce party to burn the dress." So she gathered with friends and family at her father's farm, about 25 miles west of San Antonio, and she used a scoped rifle to trigger an explosion with tannerite.
Tannerite?
And it's the explosive compound in exploding shooting targets. She said, "We were all getting messages asking if that was our explosion. People were feeling and hearing around the country, the county, up to at least 15 miles away."
Damn.
We have video of it, so you can see how big the explosion was.
I don't know. It sounds like the divorce was amicable.
But it's it was her way of sending it off into the great beyond.
All right. Can we do something like that?
With tannerite? Well, you know we wanted to blow up our refrigerator. We went to all great lengths to do that. Yeah. It turns out, In an urban situation, blowing up things is illegal.
How far away would we have to? I guess we would have
Texas.
To her dad's farm in Texas.
No, we wouldn't have to go that crazy far. I'll bet you somebody can get in touch with us that we could go somewhere and blow some stuff up.
There's got to be a tannerite dealership somewhere.
Somewhere, right?
On the main line.
I read that story before I went to bed, and I had a dream that I had a canister of tannerite in bed with me.
Really?
Yeah, and if I moved too much, it was going to explode.
I love you.
I don't know why.
I love you, tannerite.
It was in a green tube, and I don't know why.
Is it wild what your mind tells you?
It's weird.
I think you need to bang a can of tannerite.
As bizarre as it sounds, young Indonesians have found another affordable way to get tipsy, and that is by boiling tampons and mini pads and maxi pads and drinking the water.
No, really?
Oh, good God.
These are used pads, by the way.
Lord. Oh, my God.
Police in Jakarta.
Who made the pink lemonade?
Police in Jakarta and Bekasi have arrested several teenagers who were caught while experimenting with unusual methods of getting intoxicated.
Dude, that wouldn't do anything, would it?
It does.
Does it?
Most used menstrual pads to make the formula. The head of the narcotics agency said that it was the chlorine in the boiled mixture that created a feeling of flying and hallucinations similar to the sensation experienced when taking certain drugs. The used pads they took from the trash were put in boiling water. After it cooled down, they drank it together.
Wow.
Yeah. An advocate for safe drinking said it was not a new phenomenon. In 2016, groups of teenagers in Billitung and Karawang did the same thing.
These are made-up places, aren't they?
No, Nick. Okay. Those are real places, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know who started it at all, they said, but I knew it started around 2 years ago. There's no law against it so far. There is no law against these kids using a mixture of mosquito repellent and cold syrup to get drunk either. So they're finding any way that they can.
So use tampons. Used feminine hygiene products. Now, Kathy, you don't use that. You use tannerite, right?
Yeah. I want to die.
But that's how some of these, like they have these synthetic drugs that are, right, that have like the same feeling as, let's say, like an ecstasy or whatever. And obviously, ecstasy. But the formula for ecstasy is illegal. But if you change the compound ever so slightly,
you can get around it.
You sort of get around it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's a mind blower.
I love this story. Technology is awesome, of course, but sometimes the perspective you get from a camera can be deceptive. Brian Fitzwater of Burlington, New Jersey, got an alert on his phone from his doorbell, which features a security camera. Now, the alert said, "Unfamiliar face, front door."
Right.
"Your camera spotted someone it doesn't recognize."
Oh, look at this.
Well, upon checking out the video, Fitzwater discovered a praying mantis had pressed the doorbell.
Wow.
And was up close and personal with the camera. The technology had interpreted the insect's face as human.
I am a Jehovah's Witness. I'm going to give you a copy of the Watchtower.
Had a close-up shot of the praying mantis. All right.
How you doing?
This is a very short story, but I saw a video of it, and it is hilarious. Some disguises are better than others. A group of pedestrians were caught on camera in Vladivostok, Russia, attempting to cross the Zoltoy Bridge, which is for vehicles only, but is a group of guys, and they were wearing a cardboard bus costume trying to go across
the
bridge.
I heard about this. Did you see it? You saw
hilarious.
It?
Hilarious. Okay. Yes. I mean, it's really big. It's gigantic cardboard. So the video shows police stop the group of four and make them turn around. They weren't arrested or anything like that.
Did you see the footage of the guy in the smart car that he turned into the Flintstones mobile?
Yes, he was. I had that in the bizarre file.
Yeah.
And that's in Florida that took place. So we're looking at video footage here, Steve. They'll show it in just a second here as these guys are walking. There. Wait, nope, that's not it. There they are. There they are. It's great. It's like a group costume.
And this in Russia?
From a contest or something like
that. On Twitter, if you want a great follow, I think it's called Only in Russia.
Yeah.
And there, the amount of stuff.
Yeah.
Russia, take Florida and multiply it by 100.
Yeah.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
An intoxicated Florida woman found herself in this classic situation after a manager asked her to leave the St. Petersburg Red Lobster on Saturday for reportedly causing a scene and disturbing other customers. Well, feeling she had to make a bigger statement than just cursing her way out, she allegedly reached in and grabbed a live lobster straight out of the water tank and got out of there. The police...
Look at this thing.
Is that a woman?
That's the lobster.
Yeah. Is that a woman?
She looks like... Who was the guy that was going to call in the other day that didn't call in? The actor who always plays a jerk.
John McGinley?
Yes, she looks like John McGinley to some extent.
Except more macho.
So anyhow, the police were called and found the woman who denied knowing the lobster's location.
I don't know where I put the lobster.
Using the textbook, and I quote, "I was hammered" defense. According to the police report, she told the cops that she didn't care or do anything wrong in the restaurant.
That's an fraying a lobster is wrong. I don't want to be right.
Surprisingly, this defense did not work, and the woman was booked for disorderly conduct. A Florida man was pulled over by law enforcement and given a citation. It all sounds normal until you learn that he was actually dressed as Fred Flintstone, and the vehicle was driving was the footmobile made famous in the popular cartoon show.
Florida man, Florida man.
It was all in fun, though. Don Swartz is his name, Fred Flintstone, was driving around
the
area.
That's Fred Flintstone's real name?
In his smart car disguised as Fred's car, the footmobile.
I love it.
A county deputy pulled Schwartz over for allegedly speeding in a neighborhood and issued him a notice to appear in court. So
it's a great picture.
Yep. All right, and then one more, Casey. We got time for that?
Yeah, just one more.
All right. Let's go with this one. It's kind of long, but I'll try to get through it quickly. Prosecutors are once again hoping that smart speaker data could be the key to securing a murder conviction. A New Hampshire judge has ordered Amazon to provide recordings from an Echo speaker between January 27, 2017 and January 29, 2017, plus info identifying paired smartphones to aid in investigating a double homicide case. The court decided there was probable cause to believe the speaker might have captured audio of the murders and their aftermath. Law enforcement had charged Timothy Verrill with murdering Christine Sullivan and Jenna Pellegrini at the home of Sullivan's boyfriend, Dean Smorunk. Verrill has access to the home security code and had been seen on surveillance cameras with the two women, leading investigators to believe that their Echo might have picked up some additional information.
That's pretty wild because the Echo is always listening. And this could be troubling.
Whether or not there's any information to provide isn't clear. In a statement, Amazon did not acknowledge the presence of any recordings, but said that it would provide customer data unless there was a valid and binding legal demand properly served on us. However, the likelihood of recordings isn't terribly high. Like many smart speakers, the Echo isn't continuously recording. It only captures audio when someone uses the speaker's hot word, typically Alexa, and then only for a brief moment it takes to issue a command. The murderer would have needed to explicitly activate the Echo while committing the crimes. Paired phones wouldn't necessarily. So we would have to ask Alexa to play some music while killing this person.
Alexa, record this murder.
Yeah. Paired phones wouldn't necessarily have helped either. You don't need to link a specific phone to an Echo to use it, and a paired phone won't necessarily give away who used the speaker. As it stands, prosecution teams have not had much success using Echo devices to secure convictions.
Interesting.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.